This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As many as 40 million Americans got a break from paying back federal student loans given pandemic. Repayments are set to restart May the 1st, unless there's a new extension. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
After the Trump administration extended it and the Biden administration extended it, the moratorium on student loan repayment was finally set to expire last month. Then the Biden administration extended it again. And now, says Justin Drager at the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators,
it's very unclear. Nobody's sure that May 1 is actually going to be the repayment start date.
Loan servicers are notifying borrowers about payment options and the like, but the Education Department has advised them not to send out bills or loan statements yet. The Education Department told Marketplace in an email that it, quote, will continue communicating directly with borrowers about federal student loan repayment by providing clear and timely updates. All this, says Drager,
creates confusion, and not just for loan servicers, but colleges and universities who are trying to prepare their students and graduates for loan repayment.
One graduate who's preparing for the change is 31-year-old Chris Terry of Nashville, Tennessee. He's got six figures in student debt for pharmacy school, and he says he's really benefited from not paying for the past 2 years.
That freed up quite a bit of our monthly income, almost 10% of what we actually brought home we were able to use every month.
He and his wife had a second kid and bought a bigger house. Now he's prepared to cut back if the moratorium ends, but he hopes it doesn't.
Certainly as the May deadline approaches and we have to think about that, we're going to have to be more creative with our budget.
Some progressives are urging the Biden administration to push off resuming student loan payments for even longer. Ali Bustamante is with the Roosevelt Institute.
What we know is that if student loan payments resume in May, it will undermine the recovery. Families are dealing with numerous economic stressors, whether you're looking at supply chain disruptions, gas prices, healthcare costs.
But with the economy mostly recovered, the moratorium's no longer needed, says Mark Goldwine at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
The unemployment rate is the third lowest it's been in the last 50 years. Among college graduates, it's approaching 2%. This program's costing us $50 billion a year, which is more than basically everything else we spend on higher ed.
And he says right now, the moratorium's mainly benefiting high-income professionals with a lot of student debt. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.